Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning on this lovely sunny day.
And there's more on the way, I believe.
Thank goodness.
Now, do we call it broccoli or broccoli?
Broccoli.
Okay. In my day, my mother would never have heard of it, but listen to this. This is from the New York Times. Broccoli has captured the public imagination and become the defining symbol for what may be the most important Supreme Court ruling in decades. It has to do with Obama's health care law, which might in fact be struck down. And many lawyers say they believe one reason may be the role of broccoli in shaping the debate on health care in America. Well, now, they say...
Really? That is just amazing.
It is a green vegetable that many find distasteful. And I can remember it was always said that George Bush hated it.
Yes, he did. He said he wouldn't eat it. His mother used to make him eat it. And when he was president of the United States, he said, now I'm president and I'm still not going to eat any broccoli.
You, yes, that's right. Now, your next sister...
Not setting a good example there. Yes, my younger sister, well, she was never very good with her vegetables. She was also very naughty at night, and she used to hide them under the cushion on the seat. She used to squash them down, and then when my mother wasn't looking, she'd dispose of them.
Well, we eat broccoli a lot.
I know, well, we should too, but children don't like it because it tends to be a bit bitter, and we're all... born with a sort of sweet taste. Children who are fed on breast milk actually probably do better because if their mother eats broccoli, they get the taste of it through the milk. But if they're fed on formula milk, they never get that. So it's best to start them on sweeter vegetables, I think, things like corn or peas or carrots. And in fact, at my kids' cooking class birthday party on Saturday, we made a really delicious stir-fry chicken with Hokkien noodles, and I put a lot of vegetables through that, one of which was broccoli, and they ate it. So I think it's good to mix it through different things like stir fries or put it into soups. In my mini chef book, I've got a lovely recipe, Evie's Vegetable Soup. It's really delicious, and you can add the broccoli to that and whiz it around and puree it so that it's sort of disguised. In fact, Seinfeld's wife brought a book out a few years ago in which she... The whole book is a series of recipes in which the vegetables are disguised in this way so that her children would eat them.
Oh, yes, that's delightful.
Yeah, interesting. But I think also parents should set a good example too. You know, they should be seen eating and enjoying their vegetables.
Did you say that you had a birthday party at your place on that dreadful Saturday?
Oh, I did, on that freezing cold, wet Saturday, all inside, 12 girls, but we did really well. We had a fantastic time. We made sushi. And actually, they requested vegetables. We didn't put anything else inside them. So we had cucumber strips and avocado and carrot strips in those. And then we had the stir-fried chicken noodles. We had a beautiful birthday cake made from a red velvet mixture. And lots of Anzac biscuits, etc. So lots of fun, yeah.
Now, you keep mentioning carrots. What about carrots. This?
What's... Yes, no, carrot. Well, they're one of the sweetest vegetables, along with... beetroots, but lately at the farmers' markets, I've been seeing quite a lot of the purple carrots. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, so they're purple on the outside, and when you cut them, they're orange inside. So in a way, I mean, that's attractive for a child anyway. It looks a bit like a lollipop. And as I said, they're much sweeter than many of the other vegetables. So I'd start them on carrots. Or they love sweet corn, actually, kids, and sweet peas.
And sweet corn's beautiful at the moment.
Oh, yes, I love it too, actually.
Now, the Good Food and Wine Festival at the weekend.
Yes, at Darling Harbour at the Convention Centre. I'm going to be there signing Mini Chef and my latest book, The Cook's Garden, on the Dimmock stand on Sunday. So come along.
Okay.
It's a huge thing, the Good Food and Wine Show.
Keep our fingers crossed for the weather.
Yes, indeed.
And what's your recipe
for? So my recipe today is for carrot cookies. And that's from my book, The Cook's Garden. Very simple recipe, just made with oil this time, not butter, and sugar. And you need to cook the carrot and mash it, and then mix it with some flour and baking powder and ground ginger and cardamom, and add a few sultanas to the mixture, and just drop it by the teaspoonful onto a baking tray. Cook it for 10 to 12 minutes. Really delicious.
And we find that where?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.